talking about social conversation. Since when, baby? Political analyst now. Football analyst. joins you now. Because I think it's politics that we need for Bafana Bafana. Since when, baby? Good morning, Baba. How's it going?
My hero. Bafana Bafana is just as demoralizing as our political situation, that's for sure.
I'm telling you. So, you know, Trevor Noah made the analogy in his comedic stand-up, and I used it last Friday once again. So he said that, you know, South Africans are parents. We have a firstborn, and we've got many kids, by the way, not just these three, but we've got many kids, but we have our favorites. And now we've got, you know, your firstborn, that is a Springboks. That's your A students. Yeah. They excel. Then you've got your Proteas. That's your second born. Second born, middle child, you never know. One minute they lose, the next minute they win. You know, you never know. And then you have the last born, the one that you love, the one that you pour your money into, the one that you take to private school, but the one that always fails. Hey. And that is Bafana Bafana. What is going on there? Maybe give us your summary, maybe of the last game that we played against Liberia, but just your summary on Bafana Bafana. What's happening there?
For the first time, I can say bravo, Ngile. First of all, good afternoon to everybody. For the first time, I put everything on that Liberia game on the players, because no coach could have stepped into the pitch and scored a goal for players. The one-on-ones that Percy Tau had, he had four of them on his own. He was selfish, you know. I think there's a lot of pressure to impress and be the hero of Bafana Bafana at the moment. And then Khlongwane, you know, another 1-1 in the box, mind you, with only the goalkeeper to beat. And we're leading 2-0. There's no pressure to score a goal because we're leading. You know, you should be having fun. You know, I would have even preferred if they would have done that dancing that they do in the PSL, you know, Samaya and stuff like that, than give us all these heart attacks about missing goals, you know. So, really, Liberia game, everything should be on the players. I don't care whoever was. Safa is not great. The coach is not great. But everything was on the players.
In case you want, if you at home are wondering, by the way, we're talking about South Africa's inability to finish off their goal scoring chances. That came back to haunt them in the last game when they were held to a 2-2 draw by Liberia, of all countries, Liberia. This is for their African Cup of Nations Group K qualifier on Friday evening at Orlando Stadium. And so as we continue to look at our national teams, Banyana Banyana is doing well. The Springboks are doing well. The Sevens teams, male or female, are doing well. Everything is doing well, and yet we have this one team that just doesn't seem to fall into place. Sizwe, is it a question now of saying, listen, this was one isolated incident, we don't need to look too much into that? Or is it a question of, once again, let's continue pressing on those panic buttons?
I've pressed my panic buttons and I've run out of, you know, in the game shop, when you play games in arcades, you run out of credits. I've run out of credits for Bafana Bafana, you know, because they had no business losing that game, you know. I think the future is definitely bleak if we cannot finish off. I mean, we've lost against Sao Tome, you know, we've lost against Cape Verde, we've lost against Mauritius. You know, it's a new low every single time, you know. I would say, yes, press the panic buttons. In fact, not panic buttons, reset, you know. A complete overhaul. Either you get 20-year-olds to come in and represent the country, and you tell them you've got 8 years to impress us, or you just defend the whole thing and say football is going to be played up to a certain age, and then players can choose where they want to play for the national teams. Otherwise, because this is a waste. As you say, it's an investment that we keep on making emotionally and otherwise financially, you know. But the investment doesn't come back. It comes back to haunt us and disappoint us. So in this case, I say no panic buttons, press reset, Khosman, because wow. You know, this was the best team that we could put out there. This was the best team. The coach selected the best players available, and they couldn't finish the job. They couldn't do the job on their own home turf. Things are going to get even more difficult this week, by our way.
The conversation has been this season very quickly of many of our players, you know, and I know it's a conversation you and I have had many a times out for the purposes of our listeners, where you talk of 1996, you know, the guys, no money being put in there. The team is still new. They're playing for pride and everything else. And many argue that, you know, with these guys now, it's not playing for pride. It's not even playing for financial gain. Someone said it's playing to not get injured. Could that be the case?
I would not, man, anything is possible for the shambles that they're doing, Bravo Bongile. We can assume a lot of things. Girlfriends, we can assume problems at home. You know, we can make all sorts of excuses for these guys. You know, I don't think there are any excuses, except that they're just not good enough at the moment. You know, they're just not good enough. I want to make excuses for mine as well. You know, I want to look at outside factors, you know. It's not like they're doing great at their clubs neither. Some of them are benching, coming off the bench, overseas. You know, our striker, he has just arrived at Burnley, Lyle Foster, you know, and he's coming off the bench. You know, he's got a goal at Burnley, so he's not a regular. So you can't tell me he's playing not to get injured and not start a game at Burnley. He's still working on his game. Percy Tau is not a regular at Al Ahly. You know, you can go on. You know, so I don't want to come up with those kind of excuses. This is the best stage, the biggest stage that they're playing at the moment. Except if you're a Sundowns player. Only the Sundowns players can say we are playing at a higher level at the moment because they're playing CAF competitions. Everybody else should be taking their chances at Bafana Bafana. You know, this is the only time they're going to face countries from outside the country. You know, because most of them play in the PSL. So you cannot make an excuse and say they're trying not to get injured. This is an opportunity for them to showcase their talents to the whole world. Everybody's watching. People love South Africa. And a South Africa that's not doing great is not a good advert for South African football, you know. So they're part of the problem, and we cannot make excuses for them because we boast about them on social media. Oh, Bafana Bafana are going to play. Oh, we've got such great players. And then they do that. And then we have to go back to our friends who are laughing at us. You know, we have to tell them these are the guys we're backing.
Maybe just like the message from Cedric in Big Bay was saying, maybe Bafana Bafana should consider changing their name to something that doesn't sound like Banana Banana. I'm thinking. But since, as I let you go on this conversation, I want to leave you with the famous words of the former sports minister who said,
"What I saw there was not a problem of coaching, was a bunch of losers."
Simple put. Fikile Mbalula, former sports minister, saying it like it is. Bye-bye, Sizwe.